Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, and welcome back to another great episode of Drunk World Order. And today, we're going to be exposing these motherfuckers. You know, there's this movie on YouTube called The Thinning, and I misspelled it on the damn video. But it doesn't matter. This is more about listening. I can edit that. We'll take care of that in editing. This movie is about depopulation, New World Order, Illuminati propaganda, clearly the shit that they're trying to do. And I want you, the people, to call me. Let me know what you think. If this is crazy, if I'm crazy, it doesn't matter. Because right now, we are going into the insane psycho zone. No holds barred. The shit is rated R. And guess what? I'm about to open a fucking beer. Because I've had it with this bullshit. You know? These motherfuckers thought Alex Jones was crazy. Wait till they get a load of me. And you don't think those little fucking helicopters flying over my head while I'm walking to the liquor store are going to stop anything? No. It's going to make me drink more and more and more. But now we're going to take a music break. Let's take a sip of this beer. Oh, God, nothing like a Bud Light Platinum in the middle of the afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the good life. We got a lot of cool music because my friend Michael Picard was actually a guest on the last Drunk Talk show. But, hey, we want to really get his music out there, so we're going to play him on Drunk World Order, where it gets a lot more views and gets way more insane. So while I go promote this on Facebook, here's Michael Picard with the hit song, Do You Mind? And he's also from No Longer the Hero, the group. It's him and Houdini Black. So look out for their shows. Look out for their music as well. Check it out. This is Michael Picard with the track, Do You Mind?
Out of beauty to believe in. The devil cries out, you never were the meaning for the happiness of others' feelings of a martyr. You slash your wrist, but I slash mine farther. You catch my drift, I sink down in water. Pretend to be a friend, but the truth drowns hard. Am I the cause of your sorrow? The cause of your pain? Do you mind if I lie to myself one more?
and we are back live on Drunk World Order. And today we're exposing The Thinning, the YouTube Red movie. It's a shame you got to pay to see this fucking garbage. You know, I hate the fucking preview. It's telling the kids, oh, how many letters in the alphabet? What causes, you know, disease, bacteria? Oh, what if only the smartest kids get to live and the rest have to die because they're just useless eaters? Because that's what Rockefeller, Rothschild, and all these fucking assholes think. But I'm telling you that humanity doesn't care what you think. It's not about who's the smartest. Who's the smart guy now? Because I exposed your shit. Who's the smart one now? You know, and you're going to just say I'm crazy that I'm overreacting to this movie? No. And shame on Google. Shame on your ass. I make money off Google, but, you know, if it meant, like, not making money with them, because I'm talking bad about this movie, so be it. And right now, I'm telling you, Google's taking over. I'm using a Google phone to make this, so they know what I'm talking about. And I hope they feel shame for promoting depopulation propaganda. New World Order Illuminati propaganda. That's what this is. But yeah, shame on them. And I don't care if they did it for the money. Probably some asshole, though, made this movie. I got to research who actually wrote it and directed it and all that. They probably paid it to get it on YouTube Red. I mean, I think that's what it is, man. I think they pay to get their garbage message out there. And who's the one with the message, you know? I'm glad it's on YouTube Red, though, because I would not watch that shit for free. You know? You guys think you could write the future with your stupid little movies and your scripts and, oh, we have to accept AI tyranny or technocracy? No, we don't. We are still human. You know, we are still here and we are still alive. We still breathe the air. We still think and we still drink, but we don't stink. You know, I don't know. I just feel like this is really, like, in your face. I mean, I saw the preview on a Google ad, and I just wish I could block those ads from my videos. Because I don't care if I lose money, but I refuse to promote bullshit like that. Talking about, you know, that depopulation is okay, and telling the kids that if you're smart, not smart, you should die. You know, and trying to build this dark world, futuristic shit. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. You know, I don't know. Let's take some callers. We're taking callers now for the next 21 minutes. Call in. Let me know what you think. You know, is The Thinning the YouTube Red movie, Illuminati propaganda, depopulation, brainwashing? Or is it just some stupid movie and maybe I'm overreacting? Only you can know the answer to that. But, you know, I'm trying to be the next Alex Jones. I'm trying to be the next Rush Limbaugh. I want to be the next Howard Stern. I don't know if I can get there. But I want answers, and I want the answers now, and I want to know what the people think. Because without knowing what the people think, all I can do here is rant and yell and drink, you know. And I'm glad Alex Jones stood up to Eric Schmidt and called him a son of a bitch and told him that he can't, that he doesn't owe him and screw him. Good going, dude. Because really, these motherfuckers think because they control a lot of the internet, shit that they can silence us, but no, we're on Blog Talk. We're getting fucking crazy. We're getting fucking insane. Rock and roll. Rage against the machine. Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. Wow, I didn't even have a little bit of rock in me. Woo! Shout out to Michael Picard. He's a real rocker, though, in his motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to No Longer the Hero. I'm getting a little buzz. It's about like Platinum's fucking strong. I couldn't afford the E40 the other day because I blew my money so quick. I got paid from Amazon that I blew my money. But I just got paid from PayPal for some other stuff today. About to blow that tomorrow, go to my homie's house. We're going to get wine. We're going to get beer. We're going to eat food, listen to a lot of music, probably record in the studio. Fuck, a lot of cool shit. But that's not what the show is about. It is about that these guys think the kids should die if they're not smart enough. I mean, that's what this movie's telling me, and it's telling me that there's going to be a dark future, or at least that's what they hope. And I hope because of that future with, like, how you say, low resources on the Earth, that they can justify depopulating people that don't pass a test or aren't fucking smart. But guess fuck you. I'm smarter than that. Like, the shit I learned in school, it only taught me how to be a fucking slave and to take fucking orders from you stupid motherfuckers. You know? Always with a master. Oh, the teacher, my master, a boss, my fucking master. No, fuck you. I have no master. So I have betrayed no one. I grind by myself. I do radio shows. I do YouTube. I do music. I sell things. I am empowered. I am a powerful human. And I make money because I know how to make money. And I don't have a boss. Technically, Google could be one of my bosses, but they don't tell me what to do. I work when I want. You know, same thing with Blog Talk. I do a show when I fucking want. I promote when I want. And I wake up when I want. And I drink when I want. And that's what I want. Drunk world order. Drunk world order. Drinking beer on the job every day. That's one of my rock songs I have. You know I'm fucked up already. Damn, I barely took a couple sips. What do they put in this beer? Bud Light Platinum. Drunk World Order brought to you by Bud Light Platinum. No, they might not want to be associated with me after this podcast. But I don't give a fuck. I do what I do when I want. And right now, we're just going to get fucked up. But I know you guys don't want to hear me chugging a beer. Or do you want to hear me chug a beer? Let's try to do the burp challenge. Shouts out to Queen Nerd. You know, all the Bone Thugs fans, everyone. Yeah, I didn't do the burp challenge. I was supposed to go on live with me today, but I didn't make it. So, whatever. You know, we'll try to make it on some other day. Why is there a picture of a cloud on my fucking screen on my cell phone? I have no motherfucking idea. But yeah, that really pisses me off, and I have a few more things to say. We got 60 minutes left on the show. If you want to call in and let me know what you think about this fucking movie, then please do so. And lately, I think I've been getting more pissed about shit. I don't know why. I don't know. We'll get to that in another show. This is another great song by Michael Picard of No Longer the Hero. And the song is called High Low. I hope you enjoy. And we'll be back and we'll be taking callers. Call in 347-850-1259. This is Michael Picard with the new song, High Low.
Came down with the rain, only I know. You fade out with the pain, only I don't. Watch out, but I
in a high low. It came down with a name, only I know. You fade out with the rain, only I know. The way out is invisible, and I know. And I know. And I know. And I know. I straighten out to maintain with my high low. A burning building in the window to the light zone. A temperature emerging as a black glow. The way out is invisible.
Yo, and we are back on Drunk World Order, rocking out with Michael Picard. That is his new song, High Low, and you can check him out on SoundCloud and other places. He has actually a new song that I wanted to play today, but I didn't get to cue it up because I already had three songs by him uploaded, and it would have taken too long to put it up. But you will be hearing the new song called, I think it's called Broken Me. Or my broken side, but it is fucking awesome. Let me tell you about that. All right, so we're getting drunk as fuck, and man, welcome to the Drunk World Order. It is a true honor to be with you guys today. And it is just, let me post this to the Drunk World Order page. Yeah, big fail on my part for posting it so late. But yeah, like, what do you guys think? Is it fitting? Illuminati depopulation propaganda. Or is it something more creepy, something more fucking sinister? Who knows? But this movie pisses me the fuck off, and I can tell you right now, I don't blame Alex Jones for snapping and yelling and throwing papers and getting mad. I want to do exactly the same thing because, like, now they're just putting it in your face, man. I haven't heard of anyone that even watched this movie, but the preview looked horrible. It was horrifying. It was just evil. I mean, whoever wrote it, I got to research. I should have done my research on this, who actually wrote this and directed it. But, like, I just can't support this shit, you know? It is truly horrible. It is truly evil. It is something that I can't really fathom, you know? And it makes me just want to drink more and go to some more music because it's to the point now where I'm just disgusted that I'm seeing Illuminati propaganda in a fucking YouTube commercial, you know? I'd rather see a Bud Light commercial. And that's why I like watching shit on Swagbucks, the videos where I get paid to watch, because it's nothing but Corona, mostly, and some other beer commercial, and, you know, some other shit. So, I mean, I don't know what to think, dude. I don't think I want to think anymore. I think I just want to sit here and drink another one and just not give a fuck because I've had it. I've had it up to here. The show will go on. I haven't done a show in a while, and I said I was going to do this one, and I'm doing it. I'm sorry. I've been doing, like, a lot more live streaming and video work. But, yeah, I mean, I got to stick to my bread and butter, which is radio. I love radio. I love playing your guys' music. I love supporting the artists that I love to support. And, you know, hopefully we'll start getting some callers on here again. I think everyone's too busy having fun at the beach to be talking about The Thinning, YouTube Red Evil Movie. I think that's really what is going on, you know. But make no mistake, this is a statement to these assholes. We are not sheep. We are not useless eaters. I don't even like eating. Well, I do, but not like a pig, not the way they say. We, you know, if you want to call me a useless drinker, that's one thing, because I am a fucking alcoholic. And I'm proud to be an alcoholic. This episode has been brought to you by Bud Light Platinum. All right, so lines are still open, guys, if you want to call in. The Thinning YouTube Red Movie is an Illuminati propaganda. Drunk World Order is in the building. Shame on Google for you playing that, even though you guys probably got paid a lot of money to put that movie up on your network. But, you know, don't sell out your own people. You know, but I don't, that doesn't surprise me. Google, as well as Facebook, are part of the artificial intelligence technocracy plan, you know, that they're trying to build. I mean, Google Home, you can't trust it. It listens to everything you say and records it. and sends it to Big Brother. Although all it would get on me is a lot of beer cans opening and a lot of drunken rants, kind of like this one. Either way, guys, let's get to some more music because I'm getting pissed off. And I'm at the point where I just want to, like, take a hammer and break my computer and break my phone. That's how upset I am. And don't think that's not going to happen. I have a new show coming where I break stuff on video. And look out for that. I might put it in with Drunk World Order. It might be its own series. Either way, it will be epic. And you will enjoy. Wow, that sounded creepy. I didn't know I could do that. What do they put in this beer? I'm not even, like, halfway done, and I'm fucked up. Either way, guys. Oh, there, I burp right there. Burp challenge, Queen. No, I'm just kidding. Either way, yeah, shout out to Queen Nerd. You know, she's like a really good friend. Someone who has kind of brought a light in my life and motivated me more to get on like live streaming and back on YouTube and back on here. And sometimes that's what you need, is just a good friend to give you a push and give you that motivation to back out there into the universe. Because as a magical person, as a magician, you are not just in charge of your house and your being. You can harness the universe to your will, man. You can really accomplish anything you want. And that's another thing I want to talk about the show, is motivational, inspiring things. It's not just about, you know, defeating evil. It's about you coming up and reaching your dreams and being able to do what you really want to do in life, you know. All right, so we're going to go on to, speaking of dreams, yeah, let's dream about music. We're going to another great song by Michael Picard. Hey, this is the Michael Picard episode, guys. He's a member of No Longer the Hero. Great band. These guys rock out. Awesome. This one is called Air. I think it's called Air. I thought it was called The Summit, but it's Air. I think it's Air. Yeah, it's Air. Well, he's not here to tell me, but Michael Picard, and the name of the song is Air. And yeah, here it is. Check it out, Drunk World Order.
It's not supposed to be the fear that I'm close to, but it is in a sense when it flows through. Other gears on a pedestal, dramatically goes through. Other gears that I switch to the old school. Approach you, intermediary heading in the cold room. Down, then it's all true. To the ending that assaults you. Not many till we all turn blue. What a perfect virtue. Staying black from the vision of an earth who could not give a damn. Heard the
farther down any apparition that a fact is given, but it's made quite clear. Further down any acquisition that a fact is given, but it's made quite clear that I'm still right here.
Got you to find no words to say. Reaching in the bottom of my grave, I'll purge until my lungs turn to gray. An exodus of my inner shame. I try to find no words to say. Testament of my vault of the land, I'll purge until my lungs turn to gray. An exodus of my inner decay.
Yo, yo, what's up, and welcome back to another great episode of Drunk World Order. And that was Michael Picard with the song Air. And we are on the air, and fuck this movie. The thinning, it pisses me off, because I'll tell you, this movie is trying to teach kids that if you're dumb, you're going to die, and then depopulation and all that. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. Shame on Google for even, like, promoting this shit and for putting it out there. I feel like this is, like, a disgrace to humanity. And, yeah, I'm pissed off, man. This fucking sucks. We didn't get any callers today. We got 1 minute left on the clock, so I'm just going to close with this. Don't support this movie. You know, if you have YouTube Red, don't watch The Thinning or don't pay for it. Don't pay for it. I don't know how it works. I don't have YouTube Red, but I definitely just won't even get YouTube Red because this movie's on there. I think it's a disgrace. I thought the commercial was horrible. It was very evil. And like I said, it doesn't really surprise me. Shame on Google, but yet again, not shame, because it kind of doesn't surprise me that they're doing this kind of shit on there. So yeah, that's it, everybody. Rock on. Thank you for tuning in to the Drunk World Order. And, you know, I will be checking in with you guys real soon. Remember, stay free, stay crazy, and above all else, drink a cold brew. Signing out, coming to you live and direct from the Drunk World Order. Thank you. See you guys next show. And have a great summer. And drink beer every day. Thank you very much. And we are out of here in 10 seconds. Can you guys hear when the lady says 10 seconds? That must be annoying if it actually comes out on the recording. I hope not, because I don't speak her. But all right. Well, good night. And, yeah, stay drunk, guys. Thank you.